Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm your host, Holly, and normally we have Sarah on this podcast, but today we are so lucky to have Chad on filling in for Sarah, who is not here in Cali right now.
Yo, 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 what up?
And this is Chad's third podcast with us. He's been a huge breakout hit.
Numero tres.
Yeah. So we are on season 5, episode 8, called No Show. And right out the gate, I'm just going to say it. I was disappointed with this episode. I was really hoping that we would get into it. Nothing happened. Basically, we're just going to talk about another freaking build-up episode. I hate when they do this.
I mean, a lot of the tone changes from episode to episode. Like, you get a lot of the quicker-paced episodes with the drama and a lot going on. This is one of those episodes that didn't show much.
Which I had a feeling, because last week was so good, that there's no way they're going to keep that pace up. It was just too much. So I was kind of ready for this, but I was thinking, after Christmas, maybe it's going to be a little gift to us, a little, you know, Lisa Vanderpump gift. She did have some great, she had great lines in there. So this episode opens with Katie's mom and grandma at their horrible apartment with their Bubba canvas on the wall. And they are sitting there working on Katie and Tom's wedding invitation, their tea towels.
Side note, do you remember the episode where they decorated their apartment on that
show? On the YouTube channel, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was called Mr. Kate. Uh-huh. She's a decorator. She's from some show. She played the assistant from the show Entourage. She was one of the agent's assistant, little blonde girl.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She, I don't know her name, but she plays, yeah, somebody's assistant in a couple okay. seasons. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she's been in some roles, but yeah, she's the designer on that show. But they went through a lot of the apartment and tried to utilize that space. And it's a real tall looking place. It's another thing they don't really show on TV. Everything films a lot different than what it looks like. That apartment is like it's a loft with a really, really tall ceiling. So they were trying to find ways to utilize that space. I don't think there's anything upstairs, really.
I still don't think it films well. Like they,
I think that, you know what? I think that's probably what they had in mind too when they were moving in there, was maybe so they could bring in different equipment, because it looked plenty open, you know, but it didn't really look like it was.
I don't know. And then I feel like they like put in like large pieces of furniture. So then even though maybe it was big and airy, it like closes it off with their huge couch. But and then like all they do is kind of like loaf on the couch or eat in the kitchen.
Yeah, they always film in that same little, yeah, that little spot. But yeah, just a little interesting side note. We had seen that on that show.
Yeah, so I thought it was so funny. So pretty much every setup in their apartment this season has been, it starts out with Katie and Tom, and they're sitting there either fighting or rolling their eyes at each other, and then there's a knock-knock on the door after three sentences in, and it's always someone, whether it's Kristen, Stassi, or whatever. So right on cue, knock, 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 it's Stassi and Kristen to come over and assist, you know, because they're to do their bridesmaid's duty of hand packing these tea towel invitations. And I just, you know, without being too critical of the sitch, I noticed that they are using like a super cheap like dress shirt box to send these in. And I mean, that alone right there, sending that in the mail, what are you going to do? Put that in a UPS priority box and then send it, and you're going to like rip open this box, take open like the little straw ribbon she's using, and then open the tea towel. It's just a hot mess. It is a hot mess, and it is just a perfect calculation of their whole entire life.
Well, what's the usual, like, what do people usually do? What do they send? Like, what typically goes out?
Sorry, everyone is going to open a Diet Coke. What do they normally send out?
Paper like, invitations?
Yeah, a paper invitation. Like, or, like, they did a flashback of Pandora's invitation that Lisa Vanderpump orchestrated. And, you know, whether, like, they use, like, it's like a floral, like, you know, you open a box and, like, the most excessive one is, like, opening a box and, like, a butterfly flies out or something. Uh-huh. Like, you know, like that's crazy. But if you were going to just do it classy and traditional, you would just choose, like, a very thick, classic paper with calligraphy, or get it, you know, a really nice embossed print or something that says, you know, please join blah 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 blah. You don't put it on a towel, or like Stassi referred to it, a rag that you're going to hang on your oven that it doesn't even fold over. You can't even read it without it being folded over. You have to hold it open on you like a handkerchief, like a bandana. It's just, it was, I cannot believe that's what she picked. I'm sorry. I can't believe it.
And I feel bad for Tom. Once again, he's sitting there worrying about the budget, tripping out on the price.
Yeah. So Katie lets us know that, she is from Park City, Utah. She hasn't mentioned, ever if she's Mormon. I'm curious about that. And that her and her dad separated, her mom and her dad separated, and her mom moved to Vegas to be with her grandma. And so her little grandma and mom are there, and they were really cute. And the grandma was like definitely into the gossip and was asking the girls like, so like, what, you know, are you under budget? What's going on? And they're like, oh, Tom, we love you. It was like a cute little moment. The grandma seems nice. The mom seems nice. They seem to like really care about if, you know, Katie is happy, which that was nice to see. And then when Stassi and Kristen walk in, the grandma is like all about the gossip. Like,
well, they get a call from Peter.
A text.
Text from Peter at
no
work.
No calls.
Sorry. So they get a text from Peter at work, which, why is he texting everybody this gossip? First off, Peter, you're like, I don't know.
And Peter,
a couple, like, weeks too late. Like, he's really behind on his gossip.
And you know how I just corrected you and said, ew, it was a text, not a call? Uh-huh. Maybe it was a call. Because remember when the Miami tragedy happened, he was calling everyone and leaving voicemails. Like, you could have sent a text, Peter, and everyone would have responded. No one wants to answer your call. No one wants to talk on the phone and say if they're coming into work. And no one wants to talk on the phone about Lala's Range Rover. Yeah, no, Peter, one cares. And
get with it.
The fact that you're a manager and that you're being like, oh my gosh, like, that's so random that she has a Range Rover, because I'm her manager. I know how many shifts she has. There's no way she can make that payment. Like, that's dumb.
What was the payment again? $750?
That is what that lady is saying. But Lala specifically said what her payment is. And we don't know what they put down. And we don't know what her... Maybe she has amazing credit.
What did she say again? It was her a gift from her mom, or just her mom takes care of her?
Yeah,
stuff like
she
that.
Says... Yeah, she said her mom pays her bills and that she's paying $350 a month. I mean, maybe the mom's paying $500 and she's paying $350.
Well, you would think that they get a little bit of... fame or something, they get something from the show. And I know we talked about a couple episodes back how they probably don't make too much. I remember in the beginning it was like a couple $100 an episode.
Okay, it's bull though. Like, let's line up the cast. Like, let's line up all of their cars. We know from Stassi's podcast she just got a new Mercedes. Okay, how much is that a month, Stassi? We know in season four, Kristen got a brand new big old BMW. How much is that a month, Kristen? We know, like, they all upgraded their cars. So I find it funny that we're calling out Lala when all of them have upgraded from their crap cars. But we'll hit this later in the episode. But no one has upgraded to having AC in Los Angeles, which to us, that is just crazy. We cannot live without air anymore. We've played that game and we just can't do it.
I think maybe the rent they pay for living in the areas is probably just way too high.
Well,
that they can't
in that West Hollywood, like, Sunset area. It's all old buildings. It's really pretty. And that's kind of the trade-off is you live in an old building with like that that history. You're not going to have the AC unit.
Yeah, so. most likely the owners aren't going to allow people to modify it, which I understand that too, but it's freaking hot in the summertime, man. Like, I would definitely not be able to survive.
I was with Stassi's mom being like, can't you afford a fan or something? Like, you have to have a ton of, like, fans going. Like, it is on a whole nother level. Or it's, like, so gross you have to hang out at the mall.
And especially if you're filming, too. Imagine the crew being in there with all the lights and everybody.
Or you have to be fully dressed. You can't just, like, be slumming around in, like, your underwear and a tank top.
And windows definitely don't help. Like, no. Let me just crack the window. No, you need some powerful stuff.
And for those of you who aren't from California, that summer that they're talking about, it was hotter than hell here. And I know that people think that, oh, California, it's like pretty mild. It was a hot, hot, hot summer, like in the hundreds pretty much the entire summer.
Yeah, we had mega heat waves.
Palm Springs-ish. So, okay, so the granny's asking, she's like, so what's going on with Sheena? And like, what's, you know, like, is she going to come? And like, the girls are like, we don't know. I don't know. And Katie's mom is the only one who is offering any sort of, you know, good advice. She's like, you know what? I don't like when you girls are fighting. Sheena's been a really good friend to you, Katie. Like, I really hope that you pull it together and realize what's going on. And Katie makes a comment and she's like, I don't mean to like make this about me, but I'm not trying to use the excuse like it's my wedding, but it's my wedding.
Katie's been definitely using that power play all season because, you know, everybody wants to be part of the wedding. All eyes are on her, so she's really milking it. So two sets of great advice this episode, one coming from her mom, another one coming from Stassi's brother later on in the episode, but we'll get to that. Same sort of sentiment. Stay out of other people's business. Your friends are more important. All that kind of stuff. But they definitely have beef with Sheena right now.
Yeah, so basically this whole episode, we're just dealing with the aftermath of the drunken pool party, the white bikini, the crying on the floor, the emotions, and Sheena, you know, Sheena doesn't even know what's going on because she only had like a drink and a half and apparently everyone else had way more. So it's all just a big mystery and we're just trying to figure it out this episode. So the girls are laughing as they're, you know, doing her invitation saying like, ha ha ha, it's like folding Sir Napkins all over again, which I thought that was kind of funny. And then Stassi mentions that you know, she's never dated a rich dude like Lala, and maybe she should try it. Maybe she would like the presents and things like that. And I definitely think that that's true. I think that there is possibly a little bit of jealousy still around Lala.
I'd say there probably is a bit. Like, I'm not a big fan of Lala. I remember when – see, my favorites are like the core cast, the beginning cast. You know,
I agree.
You know, when we first started, Jax, Stassi, the Toms, and – you know,
but just, Claire, but I totally agree with you, but I am a Lala fan. But I'll stick with the core group because they keep saying that there's something that we did not see. So I will.
But still there's a little bit of jealousy and not in a direct way because they would never admit that. But there's a lot of weird jealousy going on in the way they treat James and Lala. And like I just said, I'm not a fan of these guys at all. Like, just really kind of disgusted by those types of people. But now I see there's some hypocrisy when it comes to, you know, what everybody refers to as bullying. That's, you know, that's always brought up, bullying. I don't think it's fair the way they're treating them either, you know, no matter what they've done to deserve it. I think what Stassi's brother had said later on in the episode is, you know, just mind your own business. Stop trying to control people. You know, you can kind of only control what you do and stay out of other people's lives, basically.
So let's just get on to that because that is like the fun part of the episode. So they're talking about, Stassi's like, I have details for this weekend. And they're like, ooh, tell us, even though I'm sure that they already knew. And the grandma's like sitting on the edge of the couch. She's like, really? A yacht club? That sounds wild, girls. And Kristen, you know, tries to spout off some things like, like, are we going to have time for all of the Hamptons? And is it just one? Or I don't really know. Like, Kristen, I agree with you. No one knows what the hell the Hamptons is, are. And it is pretty much just like Puff Daddy. I definitely wouldn't put Bethany Frankel there. I think that was a little bit of a Bravo plug. I would say like Puff Daddy, Paris Hilton, if you were really going to bring a woman up. Mm-hmm. And then I don't really care about anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely something we don't really know
about. The Kardashians have done it a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of an East Coast type of
thing. Like Miley Cyrus, I think, did a movie like in that area, you know, with the last song.
I think it'll be really stunning to film on camera. I think that's about it. But yeah. It's a real exclusive, you know, beach community. And, you know, they're going there next. So, and another thing, too. I thought we were going to get there this week. I was really waiting for that.
Yeah, it's so stupid. They should have at least traveled this week.
Come on, Bravo, with the tease. Yeah, just leading the viewers on the next
episode. So, yeah, so let's just move along. So, Sheena, next shot is Sheena. She's getting her nails did with her mom. Her mom is like, oh, my God. Like, I was there in the house when Stassi came crying downstairs. Like, she was really upset.
Wait, Sheena's mom was at that party?
Yes.
Sheena's mom looks like she could be Sheena's sister. She looks really young. She looks like... I think so. She looks really young.
Younger than Stassi's mom?
Both of their moms look really young. Yeah, they almost all look like they were about the same age.
I agree.
Maybe in a few years older, but yeah, really, really like disturbing.
Well, they are young moms. They are young.
Yeah,
I mean, the girls are young.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that too. That they're all relatively young.
So anyway, so the mom's kind of advice to Sheena was like, just be the bigger person. Like I really think that, you know, your relationship with Katie is important to you, and I want you to be a bridesmaid. Like, just be the peacekeeper and don't react. Like, don't react.
What does Katie's and Sheena's relationship go back to? Like,
it goes back to when she lost her connection with Stassi. You know, she really got dropped hard. She stood up for Stassi. And
Katie and Sheena became good friends,
which was very unlikely. And I think that Sheena worked really hard for that. And I think that I'm sure that she had to really like pull some walls down on Katie. But I think that once Katie started being friends with her, it was like liberating to her. Like, oh my gosh, like I do have a separate opinion from people. And this feels good to, like, make a choice on my own, and I'm having fun, and I feel good. I really think that's when Katie was happy. I do. Everyone saw a huge change in her on the show. She wasn't unlikable. It was very, very strange. It was nice to see them all get along, and now it really is starting to feel like the old group. So then we cut to Sheena, and she's at their apartment. She's at her apartment with Shay. So,
all right. So we got to give a rundown on this setup. There's been a few times they've been in Sheena's place, but I don't think I've ever seen her bedroom. There were matching.
Okay, Chad is not obviously like a huge, huge fan. Like everyone probably listening, we have definitely seen her room. But go on.
These are things that I probably haven't noticed in prior episodes, but. Her wedding photos blown up to 10 times the size on each side of on canvas on each side of their bed. I don't know if there are different angles or something, but that's
funny because we have a couple large canvas pieces of our daughter, and I used it as a prop for a birthday party, literally as like a design prop. It is a poster size and it's ridiculous. And I've had it in her room, you know, and like she looks at it like it's just like insane, and it's huge and it's obnoxious. Like if we had those of ourselves all over our apartment, like I don't know what I would do.
Well, and then she's got the whole bed set up with the frilly comforter and pillows.
She's putting her pillows and like placing them perfectly, and Shay's like, why do we have to put them like that when we just take them right off and we do the same thing every day? And that's something you complain about too.
Yeah, he's probably definitely not a guy who even makes his bed. No. Probably just, you know, throws the covers back on. She had to place everything back.
I feel like she, when she gets out of bed in the morning, she's out of bed. And I don't think that's the same for him.
Yeah. Well, I had to deal with frilly bed covers for a long time, pink and all that crap. So I know where he's coming from. But that room was hilarious.
So shout out to the room. But, you know, unfortunately, these scenes are kind of sad since the news has broken that those two are have filed for divorce. So that scene between them actually made me sad because I felt like he was super protective of Sheena. He was saying, listen, you know, these people aren't good people, friendships shouldn't be this hard. I've seen what you've gone through. It made me sad. Like he really has listened to her over the years, and he has been, you know, he has gone through this with her, and that was a sad scene for me to watch. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell that she worked hard fighting for that relationship, and you know, it looks like they've known each other for a long time,
being the spouse of someone who's having like friendship issues, it's really hard because when I personally have had friendship issues, I come home and tell you every single thing, and
you don't know whether to get involved or to be just supportive and listen, or to go a step further and, you know, try to help, or you know, it's a confusing thing, especially with women's relationships and the way they're kind of all over the place and up and down, and it changes from week to week. And
especially a personality like Sheena that really is, I know she keeps getting branded this, which is kind of sad, but she really is like a people pleaser. So I can imagine that everything that someone says affects her. So she's bringing that home, I'm sure. And
Stassi knows that too. Yes. Stassi knows how to play Sheena big time.
Yes.
And I don't think she's forgiven her. This is what I keep referring back to. There was an episode, I don't know if it was two seasons ago or a season ago, where they're on the beach where were they? They were at some party. I think it was Sheena's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Or Sheena's something, but they're outside.
At the engagement party, maybe?
I think so. And mm-hmm. they're sitting on some sort of, you know, patio, and Stassi comes to talk to her and Katie, and they give her a cold shoulder, and you know, they don't really include her in the conversation.
Oh, no. You're talking about Palm Springs.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was. But just, yeah, Sheena was Sheena had her moment of triumph there where, haha, I'm finally in on the group and you're not, Stassi, so, you know,
yeah,
you can just take off.
She was definitely showing how loyal she was to Katie in that moment. And I don't think that Katie really cares. When it comes down to it, I don't think Katie cares about loyalty. That is Stassi's thing. It really is.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was the Sheena and Shay moment. It was sad. So then we cut to, we check in on poor DJ James Kennedy. And he is DJing at a place, and he doesn't mention the place. He just says that it's in between the Rainbow Room and the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. He doesn't exactly say the place, or did he?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did. But anyways, it looked cool. You know, it definitely looked, you know, like a LA club-ish sort of thing. So he's DJing. And at first, you know, so of course, here comes Tom and Ariana, you know, because they're the only ones that will interact with them. And Lala rolls in and they're like, hey, like, this is like so much better than Sir and Pump. Like, way to go, bro. And he's like, yeah, man, like, this is good. Like, I'm on day 9 of being sober. And he's like, drink some water. And then he's like, ha ha. And then he goes to the side and he starts drinking from a Dayquil bottle, and Lala's like, what the hell is that? Some poor man's scissorp? When I saw this, I almost shit my pants because I have for years tried to drink scissorp, and just recently I have been successful in acquiring not the poor man's version of scissorp, but the proper scissorp, and it is very disappointing, and I'd much rather just pop pills.
Yeah, yeah. So NyQuil.
But I didn't know that I could DayQuil it.
Like you could, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to start doing that shit.
I mean, enough of that stuff, you'd probably get totally lit.
I mean, do you have to get the one that, like, you have to grab the little tag and ask the pharmacist for it? Or is this straight off of the...
I don't know how that works now. I know that
I'm going to tweet him and see if he answers.
I know a lot of the medications you now have to get. You have to show an ID at least to get Robitussin.
How thug was that? He's not putting any soda in it. He's just straight drinking from the bottle. Like, he grabbed it from behind his DJ stand and just swigged it. I mean, what did you think when you saw that?
I think that's like some hardcore alcoholic leanings right there, or the beginnings of what you're eventually it becomes.
Like, not cute.
No, I don't think that.
I think it was like a brilliant TV moment, and once again, DJ James is bringing us the best moments of the episode.
Okay, if you want to look at it that way, we could liken it to the hoverboard.
Yes, is he sitting down with one of his poster boards? He like flipped it over from welcoming his Miss Universe girlfriend, Miss Malibu competitor, uh-huh. future competitor, and he like flipped over his board and he's like, okay, what can I do to really just make this season pop? One, hoverboard. Two, scissor over the counter. Three, fight with Lisa. Like, I mean, he's really just, he's bringing it. He's, what else can he do?
Yeah. Well, maybe also these clubs don't have like a no alcohol policy, zero tolerance, where you can't do any of that stuff. And maybe this is his way of getting around it.
No. I mean, granted, you and I haven't really like been hitting the DJ scene, but I've never seen anything like someone chugging some cough syrup just out of the bottle. I mean, he could have at least acted like he had scissor. Like, that was a straight up NyQuil DayQuil bottle. It was so obvious. It wasn't even funny. That wasn't a prescription. It was over the counter. Yeah. Okay. So that was an amazing scene. So then we cut to Jax and Kristen doing a workout, and she invited him to do this kickboxing sort of workout. It looked super intense. He was like, oh man, like, oh. And he's like, my boobs hurt. I have to go have this surgery done, you know, because I was really stupid back in the day and I took some supplements. And, you know, I was really just hard on my body. And
he had talked about this before. I remember the episode.
He had the procedure,
No. There was an episode where, this is in the beginning when
Stassi.
He was with Stassi. Yeah, he was talking about how he was dumping all of his supplements. I miss those days, the good old days, the very first episode. That shit was great. I love the original cast. But he was dumping, I think one of the things to get her back was the tattoo, Stassi's name. And the dumping of the pills, he wanted to show her how serious he was. And I think he even let her do it because he had some residual pill bottles.
I mean, the tattoo almost worked. She got such a big boner when he revealed that it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, I remember that. She really got an ego boost from that, but I don't think she had any intentions of getting back with him. But it was hilarious nonetheless. Jack's priceless, but he was dumping these supplements out, and he had mentioned in that episode how he was getting a growth on his, you know, under his nipple. I think he said there was a little hard, you know, piece of something there. So I guess it's grown quite a bit. So that was pretty scary. Have they teased future findings?
No, but I mean, from the, you know, everyone, the past seasons. Remember he like, one of his ways to get Stassi back was he's like, I have cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
He, like, Bravo and their illness lines have, you know, Vanderpump Rules has been a part of that, too. Jax thought, he led us to believe he might have cancer. And it was not cancer. I guess they could have said that it was. Even this, they said, we're going to send this to get tested.
Yeah.
So he goes in to have the surgery, and, you know, they show it. The doctor, who is like 10 years old, does his surgery, and he pulls out, like, it seriously looked like a chicken filet. Like, it was like a...
Like a Tyson like a, chicken
Like a
patty.
Breast. Like mm-hmm. a boneless breast.
Really gross.
And it was 100% larger than a chicken nugget. It was like three chicken nuggets if you were to skin them and hold them up.
It's about the size of a chicken sandwich patty.
Like a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes.
Okay, so that was disgusting.
And he's recovering, and from anesthesia, they bring Brittany back, and he grabs her boob.
Yeah, wait, I have to say something, and I just read in my notes that it's really been bothering me. So during this workout, Jax is checking in with Kristen, so he's like, how are things going with Carter, you know? And she's like, oh, it's fine. Like, I fight with him because he travels a lot. And he's like, well, like, it's because he has a real job. You've never had anyone that really has a real job. You have, like, real relationship problems now. And she's like, yeah. And then they talk about how she's like, so you have to go on vacation with Lala. And he's like, there's like really nothing I can do about it. And she's like, yeah. And then Jax is in his little confessional, and he's like, you know, it's not okay what Lala has said about my friends. And then it goes into the black and white flashback, and Lala is standing up and the cast is sitting on the couch, and she's like, so I can tell that no one's worked on their summer bods. But I have a bone to pick about this flashback. We've seen it in almost every episode. I'll have to go back and literally count if it's been in every single episode. I think it has of this season. They made everything black and white except for Stassi's dress. Her dress is red. Like, it's like they used a filter of black and white, but then they colored in her dress. So it's like, look at our villain Stassi. The devil is black in her back in her red dress, and it's the most annoying thing. Like, it's like,
have they done that multiple times?
Multiple times.
Wow.
I'll show you the scene. We'll go back to the DVR and we'll rewind it. You got to see this shit.
I feel so manipulated. Way to manipulate the viewer's eyeballs.
Yeah. Bravo. And, like, way to, like, just really make that dress pop out. Like,
now I know why I have these sort of thoughts. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Stassi is just, she's bad. She's the leader. Hmm. So, I had to point that out.
Notice that. Wow.
Yeah.
Subliminal.
Yes. So, then we flash forward to, what's that girl's name that's so forgettable? Katie. Katie is, you know, she's Lisa Vanderpump's assistant, and she mentions, I've been assistants to, like, a lot of people, but being Lisa Vanderpump's assistant is something else. And you see her pick up, the Porsche that she test drove the other day that was outfitted with the cameras for filming. The cameras are still inside the car when she picks it up because, you know, they have to film it being delivered to her. So she picks up the car and she's like, God. And the dealer's like, yeah, like, doesn't it have like a great butt just like Lisa, the car? Mm-hmm. And so she's like, yes. And so it's shot of Katie driving the car to Lisa, and Lisa joking, and she's like, it's here, take the car as a bonus. And but she was just kidding. She was not going to give it to her.
That would have been something.
And then she's like, here, I want you to be the first person that receives our wedding invitation. And Lisa's like, well, let me see this. Like, and she puts the dog down. The dog scurries off. She's like, let me, like, really open this. So she puts the dog down to give her full attention to this little shirt box. She opens it up and to reveal, you know, it's like when you open, like, a bad Christmas gift and you're like, oh. And, like, you're like, you want to say, like, what the hell is this? But you're like, oh, like, you're trying to, like, open it slowly to, like, find the words.
Yeah.
So she's like, this is so unique, and this is so bohemian and kind of really surprising. Like, it was so awkward. And she then in her confessional, in Lisa's confessional, she's like, it's not something I would have picked, but it is unique. Like, she says it like 10 times that it's unique, it's unique, it's unique. And then they kind of get into it there. So she's like, thanks for this invite. She's like, so, you know, is Sheena going with you guys, you know, on the trip? And she's like, I don't know. You know, we've gotten into this fight, and, like, a lot of words were said. And Lisa's like, that's not what I heard, Katie. I heard that you sent Sheena a long, aggressive text. And she's like, no, that's not what happened. And so Lisa goes, you know, it just seems like, Katie, that anytime that Stassi is around you, you turn into this different person, and I don't quite know what's going on. And she gave the line that all roads lead to Miss Schroeder.
Oh.
And she just said anytime that Stassi is involved, something is going that she's manipulating the situation. Mm. And Katie said, that's insulting. I have a mind of my own. And it was kind of the first time that she's put her foot down with Lisa. She's in the past, she's let Lisa kind of crap talk on Stassi and really not backed up Stassi at all as her friend, or not said, she's my friend, please don't talk, you know, about her like that. But Lisa doesn't care. Even when Katie said, that's insulting, she flinched a little bit, but she didn't care. So Lisa is not buying the whole situation and thinks that Stassi is 100% manipulating it to edge Sheena out.
Yeah. Well, Lisa's a lot of the times, I believe, like our eyes and ears outside of these relationships, because yes, you don't usually get the full story. It's Stassi says this happened, Sheena says this happened, Lala said this happened, and it's always their, you know, point of view. No one ever has all the facts.
Yeah, and we never get to see all the scenes, just yeah, like they say.
I like hearing about Lisa's point of view because she kind of brings it all together. But back to the whole friends, sticking up for friends. Do you think it's kind of strange that I see a lot of people that are friends with our villains this season? Tom, Ariana, friends with Lala, and James. I felt kind of uncomfortable when they were talking about Jax going on the trip with Lala, and James started mouthing off. Tom is really, Tom, Jax, and Tom are like best friends, aren't they?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He didn't stick up for him. He just sat there. And I know they didn't show everything that happened, but I thought that was kind of weird.
No, yeah, there's a lot of staying quiet.
I wonder what Jax has said. Has Jax confronted Tom? Like, dude, why are you hanging out with these guys? What the hell is wrong with you?
No, I think it's strange. No, that's I think part of the problem is that the cast hasn't addressed what is going on. And so it's just frustrating, I think, for the viewers, because if we wanted to ruin the season for ourselves, I think we could like really look into it and probably find out what's going on. Like the biggest thing is Tom and Ariana not filming with everyone. If we found that out, we'd probably break the whole thing open. But it's like, I don't want to ruin it for, yeah, put together a better, like, seam it together a little more. It should be a little more put together than this. Like, yeah, it's just, like, it's shattered glass, and I'm trying to, like, look at, I'm, like, seeing if, like, a little piece is missing because it's not coming together.
I want to believe that everything is 100% real. Yeah. Holly is, you know, she has different leanings towards, you know, everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know better, but still, you know,
we know it's reality TV, but the Vanderpump cast has said over and over, it's one of the reasons why I like this show and why I exclusively podcast about this show. I like them. I want to believe that what they say is true. And they say that they, you know, from the beginning have given their all to this show and that it is real. They are friends. And so that's kind of where I'm at with it. I have let you guys know that I am a huge Stassi fan. I do listen to her podcast, and I just have to quickly address her podcast from this week. First, she played her episode with Jax again, which that was fun because I'm sure a lot of people, you know, don't know how podcasting works and couldn't even find that and were interested. So I'm sure that was fun. But she did another little episode where she talked about how embarrassed she was about the last episode, the pool party episode where she got into it with Sheena and Ariana, and just how much it affected her watching herself kind of have a breakdown on screen, be a little bit emotional, and stick up for her friends, and some of the hate that she received. Like, it definitely, like, after I was done listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel, like, if I were to put myself in her shoes, I wouldn't want people criticizing me for how I reacted on camera, or just, you know, a moment where I let my guard down and I'm being myself, and maybe I act immature or selfish, how some people may think that is, however they interpret that, and then those mean comments. Like, if I could handle that, I probably couldn't, you know?
Well, she was saying also, too, that, so this is Stassi's podcast, her personal podcast, Straight Up with Stassi, she was talking about how there was certain things that we hadn't seen on the show that Sheena has done or said. So I'm curious as to what that is. And did she mention Lala also saying things that weren't played or things that we don't know about?
No, she said that if we were to look, I think she was basically asking, I think, her true fans to kind of look back at the things that Lala said while they were not filming. And she referenced podcasting, she referenced interviews, she referenced articles. So it sounded like they were upset about things that that she kept saying. So there was something going on there. But that after I was done listening to the episode, like I said, I left just, you know, trying to put myself in her shoes and just being like, oh, man, you know, maybe I was a little rough on Stassi or, you know, like everyone does have those moments. Like she said, like, who hasn't gotten drunk and emotional and thrown themselves on the bathroom floor? Okay, I'm with you, Stassi. But then I started thinking about it, and, you know, you last week mentioned that you see Stassi making moves, mm-hmm. and I was so thrown off by that statement that I, like, here I consider myself like a Vanderpump Rules expert, and when you came in saying that last week, I was like, why didn't I see that? I literally still did not see it, even when I listened to the episode.
Okay, so here's what it is, and this is, I may be totally wrong about this, too. She had mentioned taking Lala down, and it was in reference to everything that she was saying, that she was going to set someone up. She knows the first person she's going to set Tom up when he divorces Katie, and, you know, she's going to ruin their marriage and all these terrible things about Katie. Katie's this and Katie's that. That she has no respect for the cast and everything, that all the work they've put into the show, including, you know, saying like, we're the new guard and you guys are nothing and we're going to replace you. Just being very disrespectful to everything that they've worked so hard at, and that she wasn't going to stand for that. So she was going to take down Lala and, you know, stick up for her friends. So I think that's more of what I was seeing, I believe. It wasn't so much about Lisa. That's what I thought it was all about. I really thought Stassi was coming and making moves and, you know, taking people out one by one, and she was going to go after Lisa next. But I think it just has everything to do with Lala. Last season we saw, you know, Lala was kind of had more of a major role along with James, and they were sort of the new players, and Stassi wasn't really in on anything. She was sort of gone pretty much the whole season, and, you know, now she's back to kind of expel them.
It's really frustrating because in this podcast, she pretty much admits that that's what she's been doing this entire time, is that her and Kristen and Katie have been bringing up the Lala situation as much as they could during filming to take her down. And she said, and that's what I did. And when I heard her say that, it's like everything just clicked, that holy crap, I forgot that this is a show. I forgot that this is a business, and I'm being played as a fan, and I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say, well, she didn't play you because she just told you on her podcast exactly what she did, which, okay, that's true, but it's just, I feel weird. Something is just, hopefully they redeem themselves next week and this trip just looks amazing, because I hope that it comes back, because I was almost out last time and they came back. So anyways, let's keep going on this. So Jax goes in for his surgery. We kind of touched on that. They pulled out like this huge, disgusting fillet. It was so gross. next scene is, it opens up with, you guys, this was probably the second best scene after DJ James was drinking his Dayquil / Nightquil. It was Max, Lisa's son, was cleaning wine glasses and folding napkins. That was the scene showing us that Lisa was in her restaurant, and it was beautiful. Like, it, he was well lit. He was working so hard. He was concentrating. It was like, thank you for bringing back Max. I mean, the breakout star. And so
he's really like always sort of in the background.
Yes.
We just noticed too in the openings, where I noticed he's in the opening credits. He's way in the back with his sister.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, so DJ James rolls in and he's like, hey, I just wanted to see if I could talk to Lisa. He, so Lisa's, you know, behind some, you know, extravagant door at some private table, like checking her Instagram or something. And she's like, oh, God, like, what are you doing here? Like, I mean, she really gives it to him. So he sits down and he's like, hey, Lisa, I just want to let you know that, you know, I really, you know, I miss you and Ken a lot. And
he's laying it on thick.
He's he's like, I really fucking miss working here. And she's like, again with the language. And he's like, God damn it. I didn't mean to fucking say that.
He throws his hands on the table and like smashes his head down. And she's like, you know, come on, man. Just you're being totally disrespectful. I think he walked in there thinking he was going to, you know, like
win her over
with his charm.
And with his like sober. Oh, and then he delivers another line that is just amazing. He's like, I've been hanging out with Max for like a week and he says he's been noticing a difference. Yeah. He literally said that.
Yeah.
So he's like, listen, Lisa, I've been hanging out with your son. Like that used to like get me a job. It got me a recording deal with you for your restaurant. Like, what is it getting me? I spent a week with Max.
Yeah.
Like nothing. We're done. Me and Max are done. Are you sure?
She's not hearing it anymore. She's had it with him. And then he goes for the whole sober thing. I've been sober. And she says a week is nothing. Come on.
Yeah.
What's that going to prove in the big picture?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take you seriously. You're still not there. And I've been better off without you in my life.
And then he brings up Jax. He's like, well, what about Jax? You employ Jax. He's been arrested. He's a drunk. He's a fool. And she's like, well, you know what? I know he might not be the best employee, but usually he's not disrespectful at work. And he's like, that's a lie. And she's like, so now I'm a liar. And he's like, well, it's just not the truth. That's not the truth. I mean, the guy cannot. He just needs to, like, close his mouth. And she's like, you just don't know when to stop. And, I mean, his little, like, what's that character from Lord of the Rings? That little Dolby guy? What's his name?
Oh, Smeagol.
Is that who I'm thinking
of? Oh, you mean Dobby the Elf?
Yeah.
From
that's who what he looks like.
From Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the little skinny arms and the...
I mean, just the chin
the
dimple.
The elf looking kind of...
And there also was sad news about DJ James Kennedy's godfather passing away.
George Michael.
You know, last Christmas. I mean, I can't. That's very, very sad. I did see he did a press release on it. I haven't read the article yet.
James Kennedy did?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, he released a statement.
What does his Instagram say? Anything?
No, I don't know. I haven't. I mean, it's only been a couple days. Click on it and like read the whole thing. I didn't do it.
Yeah, he
I'm not that big of a fan.
Passed away on Christmas.
Of DJ James. Not yet. So, he passed away on Christmas Day. So sad. So, so we're jumping around a little bit.
Basically, Lisa just tells him, you know, piss off.
Sorry. Goodbye.
You know, you're not going to worm your way back into my life. And he's pretty disappointed. He looks like he's going to cry. And, you know, he wanted to be back at Sir. And she says, you know, you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Him and Stassi together would just be crying all the time, those two. So, well, I think we're a little out of order here, but while we are on Lisa, she also has a quick conversation with Lala, and she's like, so what's going on? You know, are you working this weekend? And she's like, no, I'm going to NASCAR for Ariana's birthday. I got my shift covered. And she's like, you know, in her confessional, she's like, you know, anytime that there's a red bottom shoe, I just, you know, each one of those, you know, it's $500 each. For each shoe. So anyone that's wearing those and with a Hermes bracelet, you know, she's up to something. That's not anything that she's affording from this job. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of crap talking on Lala, and also makes a comment that Lala likes to start a lot of problems, and then when it comes time for her to kind of answer for what she's done, she's a baby. Like, she's a little girl victim. What did she say? It was like some...
She said that when, you know, she likes to stir up shit, but when, you know, people come for the controversy, she likes to act like a baby.
Yeah.
And then that's not how the world works.
Yes. So then
basically, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Which I think you can. Lala, like you said, I don't think she's committed yet to how she didn't think of her long-term reality TV show plan.
Certain people can have it both ways. She definitely overestimated her role on the show.
She can't be nice. Like, she can't, there's no room for someone to be, like Sheena's tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be likable in a way, but you have to also appeal to who your fan base is.
Sheena barely is making a comeback from sleeping with Eddie, Leanne Rimes' husband.
Yeah.
And, that was a huge storyline, and she barely made it. So Lala really needs to pull it together. I think she's done, though, because she didn't show up for Ariana's trip. So before we find that out, they cut to Stassi's hot apartment. Her brother Nikolai, her 11-year-old brother, is down from Arrowhead. They live in Lake Arrowhead. For those of you who don't know, that's kind of our local mountains here in California. So they came down the mountains to come visit Stassi's one-bedroom apartment. And Stassi's uncomfortable having him there because she doesn't like to share a bed. I'm with her on that. That's disgusting. And
plus it's hot as hell.
It's hot.
Summertime.
They're dressed to the nines. They're spray tanned up. They full makeup. You can tell they're just sweating their asses off. And they're trying to deliver these lines. Well, like Chad mentioned, the production crew's there. It's hotter than hell. The mom's like, "Do you have a fan? Wine? Like, something has got to give here." And so that's when the brother drops the advice saying, "Listen, Stassi, you're not the boss of everyone. And just, like, let Sheena find out that she made a mistake on her own."
I thought it was funny how Stassi said, he's 11. Am I taking advice from an 11-year-old? F that, you know, but she should. I mean, that kid had some pretty sound advice. Like, I was
the
pretty surprised.
The kid's a little smart ass, but...
Yeah, he is, but he touched on something perfect.
He is good, though.
He said, yeah, if you usually listen to her podcast, he was a guest, I think, a couple times. But, you know, he's been on the show. And he said that, you know, yeah, Stassi, somebody has made a mistake or is saying something. You know, she's going to have to figure that out for herself. So she said, you know, Sheena is going to have to apologize, or we have to tell her she's done something wrong. He says, no, let her figure it out on her own. You're not the boss of everybody. You can't tell everybody what to do. So, yeah, I thought that was really sound advice.
It was a cute scene, I thought, too. I mean, once again, Stassi kind of getting caught up in, like, someone throwing a little wrench in her, like, grandmaster plan.
Yeah, she seemed kind of shocked, too, like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, and the mom, right, too, was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then she also drops the news on her mom, like, "Mom, like, I didn't want to tell you that Patrick and I are on a break right now. Like, I'm using my boyfriend pillow because, you know, the breaks are just coming so frequently that I don't want to tell you, like, we're off and then back on and then off." And I mean, Stassi's been saying this for a long time, but like I said in episode one of our podcast with Sarah in the first couple episodes, when we saw Stassi in person at the comedy club, which that part has not aired yet, I'm still hoping it's going to air. I think it's coming. I 100% could tell that Stassi was going through a breakup when I saw her in person. There is just a certain look that a girl has on their face when their mind is not on what is happening in the present moment and they are hung up on what is happening with a dude. Either, you know, something isn't stable in their life, where they're going to live, what's going to happen. They just lost control. All that was painted on her face. We walked in the door, and it's the first thing I said to Sarah is, Stassi is going through a breakup. And boom, the news broke right after that they had broken up. So I really think we're close to that episode. And I think she's holding a lot of emotion in right now.
So definitely something that contributed heavily to the blow up at Sheena last episode, I think, besides whatever she's alluding to as being not shown on camera of whatever Sheena's been saying. But whatever's going on in Stassi's personal life had, I think, a lot to do with her blow up at the party.
Yeah. So,
they talk a little about, you know, where she should go and what she should do with her friends and how to approach this. And I thought that was a great scene. Anytime the families are on the show, I think it's pretty cool.
So that was pretty much it for this episode. And the best thing after James drinking the Dayquil and Max being in the episode was the preview to next week, which shows, first of all, that Lala did not show up to the airport. Well, actually, we didn't see that, but it's, yeah, did they show that there she's not well,
so,
there?
Okay, so they get to the airport. They said it was, you know, it's going to be an early flight.
It didn't look early, by the way.
No, the airport seemed pretty packed, but, you know, Tom and Ariana.
It was dark.
No, Tom and Ariana and Tom Schwartz and Jax, they're all there. Her brother's there. I'm sure there's some other people, but they're waiting. They're just kind of sitting around and saying, you know, where's Lala? It looks like the time is approaching for the flight to take off. And they're all heading onto the plane, still nothing. Oh, Tom was FaceTiming her. She wasn't answering. So they said they texted, you know, what the hell is going on? Where are you? Nothing. So she's not even responding to
them. I mean, Lala has been known to, in the past episodes too, anything that upsets her, like they're kind of blaming it on this mystery NFL guy. But we've seen in past episodes, this season and past seasons, if something upsets her, she goes home to her mom. So maybe, you know, she said she was feeling nervous about this trip. She's not comfortable around Jax. And I don't really blame her because he lied to Brittany about some of the stuff that he was saying to her. And he's really gotten on the bandwagon of sticking up for Katie, Kristen, and Stassi. So she doesn't, and she has no backup of James to keep Jax in his place. So she's feeling nervous. And so I think that for sure the episode's called No Show. She didn't show up.
Yeah.
So we get to see, gosh, I wonder what's going to happen with that. We see the boys, you know, talking outside of the RV. And then we see Stassi, Katie, and Kristen, and Sheena is at Montauk. So that question gets answered. She's there. So she went. And we see some naked butts running into the water, which is a classic Stassi move. She did that for her birthday party in Cabo. Is that where they went, that episode, where she ran in with her naked butt? I think she did it in Cabo. I think she did it in Arrowhead. It's a theme that has run through her birthday.
And she looks geared up to have another birthday breakdown. That's another Stassi tradition.
Yes.
Is the birthday breakdown.
Yes, it's so much build up to the birthday. It's all about her. And she's not comfortable when people call her on it. Like, I think that she wants to just, like, have... She wants a wedding. Like, she needs her Katie moment. Like, her, come on, you guys. Like, this is my thing. But what happened was she combined Katie's thing with her thing, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a head-butting situation.
Are they still planning a bachelorette party for Katie? Or is
they're
this...
going to do a joint one, I believe.
Huh.
I think this is it. Like, this is, like, the... I think this was...
This is the bachelorette party?
They couldn't really get it together, but I know from leaked things that there is another event that takes place. So guys, the wedding festivities are not over. There will be something else coming. But so in the coming attractions, like I said, we see the butt shot, and then at the end Kristen says to Stassi, are you crying? and she's crying. So like Chad said, there's definitely going to be an emotional outburst happening there, which will be for some good TV, I think.
And they still look like they're on the search for Lala, that she still hasn't shown up, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess they're in.
And I have a feeling that possibly that next episode is the end of those two. I think that that's how James exits, and I think that Lala's done.
Really?
Because she's said that she's done, that she quit halfway through, and I think we're about halfway through right now. So I think this is it.
Are you serious? She's done with the show?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
she
my
walked
gosh.
Away. Yeah.
That's what Stassi was talking about, like
she,
fully
so she
taking
took her out.
Wow.
And she's proud of herself for it. So she, that's why I feel a little manipulated by Stassi right now. I mean,
yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of James. I'm not a big fan of Lala, but I mean, I really actually wanted them gone the second I saw them. But this, they've kind of grown into a certain position that I liked, that they were keeping everybody on their toes. And I really did want to see some new characters.
But I feel like Bravo's production messed up a little bit in that they should have found a way to intertwine that the new cast members with the old ones. Like, they should have figured out a way. Like, Lala and Stassi both have kind of said, actually Lala more than Stassi, because Stassi's true feelings are really showing now. But Lala has always said that she's related to Stassi the most, and people related her to Stassi the most. Like, they're like, you're the new Stassi, you're younger, you're better. I think those two could have gotten along and really created some good scenes together, but they just would never get there, and production could never get them there. So I really think that they made a mistake with shooting exclusively with Ariana and Tom. It was stupid. And keeping everyone separate, they should have just pulled rank and made everyone film together. Like, it was just dumb.
Do you think a lot of what Jax, the animosity Jax has towards Lala, had to do with how she just kind of turned him down from the beginning?
No. I honestly think that... That when Stassi came back, I mean, even if that is all real, who knows? But I think that when Stassi came back, the original cast got together and they said, listen, this is bullshit. We built this, and let's stick together. Let's renegotiate our contracts. We are worth more, and we are better TV than these idiots. We are not letting them do this. And they took them out.
Yeah.
Look at, they're both gone. And what did Jax focus on this entire season so far? James. James made him look like an idiot a couple of times.
Oh, last season he made him look like a fool.
Like a little bitch.
Yeah, I was really upset, actually, the way he was treating Jax.
And he was in a... I think that Stassi probably...
Yeah, I mean, she was just not there. She was totally not there last season.
But I think she came in to Jax and was like, you looked like a little bitch. You're on probation. You can't do anything. It's time you get smart and you use your words. And yeah. I think that he listened, because Jax is not articulate. He is not. And he was very focused on James. That it's like he had one job and he got it done. Mm-hmm. He handled him better this season than I've seen him handle anything in the past. Anything.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see how they handle this and how they're going to handle social media, because Stassi kind of coming out as a little bit of a victim after this last episode really had me shocked. I was expecting her to maintain her villain role and to really not be affected by anything. And the fact that she's coming out being affected I'm like really thrown off. I don't know what is going on now, and it's now I'm bothered.
Yeah, it sets a weird tone for the show too.
Yeah, because it's like I'm tuning into her podcast and I'm hearing, like, I appreciate that she's giving exclusives on her podcast, because if she doesn't, it's kind of like she's tricking us who are her loyal fans. So I appreciate that she's telling us some things, but then at the same time, it's leaving this weird feeling of just the I don't know how to describe it.
I'm curious.
I feel weird.
I'm very curious to see how the end of the season ends up, where she ends up at the end of the season.
Stassi or Lala?
Stassi.
Yeah.
I mean, what you just told me about Lala and James, I didn't know that. And wow.
Yeah, and then what about how Stassi has a part? She is one of the she's going to kind of transition into this new show that Bravo has, Summer House, that is filming in Montauk. It's just she's definitely a golden child right now with Bravo. I mean,
is she going to be back and forth through the show, or is she going to just appear for a couple episodes to introduce?
I'm not sure. I just know that she's doing promo work for them, you know, so she's you know, sitting in on interviews. She's what is that called before a show? She's
press?
Yes, she's doing press for them.
Huh. Well, look.
And I think there's a little crossover.
She's definitely become, I think she took a lot of these lessons from what happened to her as far as leaving the show, moving out to New York, and then kind of coming back and starting her own thing. I think she learned, you know, where to turn this business and how to use it. Because otherwise, where was she going to end up? She was not going in a good direction. She would have ended up just like James. So it was really sad.
Yeah, she's strategic. But so is Kristen. And Kristen is definitely taking a back seat this season. Like, yeah. We have barely heard anything from Kristen and her new set of teeth. And there's no one more strategic than her, because she has carried a couple of seasons herself. And so she's definitely sitting back and letting Stassi take this one.
I think it has to do with the boyfriend. Anytime the boyfriends are involved, it kind of holds them back. I'm sure they start telling them they want to film less, or, you know, restricting what they say. So,
but there is a happy announcement for the show. Kristen's dog was lost. I think I told you about that during the week.
Happened?
It was like there was like a lot of rain and stuff here going on. It was really cold, which it's usually not as cold as it has been here. And it was a super, super cold night. And her dog was missing. Freezing. And so a lot of people were helped and tweeted for her, retweeted. I know Annabelle did. Pandora, Stassi, all the cast came together looking for her dog, and her dog was found. So, and
returned back to everything's good.
Yeah, and she said one of the fans was like, "Do you have any advice if that happens to us?" And she said, "My advice is put flyers everywhere." That was like in quotes. So, it sounds like someone maybe had the dog and was, you know, trying to act like they didn't see a sign or something. You know how there's like weird people that like act like, "Oh, I found the dog."
Have we seen the dog before on the show? I know Stassi's dog made an appearance this episode.
Yeah, I'm sure we've seen the dogs. Yeah,
it's a little dog.
So. Yeah,
a little tiny dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Bowie, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, so that was cool that the dog was found. So, so that's it for this week. So, tune in next week, you guys. Sarah should be back. Sorry, Chad. And
there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes left of the season. So, after episode,
what's the next episode called?
The Talk of Montauk. So, you know, it looks like it's actually going to be a two-parter.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We have the Talk of Montauk, and then Summer House Rules is episode 10.
Oh, crap.
So that's, I think, when they're going to be, it looks like they're going to be introducing Summer House Rules Vanderpump Rules. So kind of a combo episode you're going to be getting there, the introduction of the new one. But
it's interesting, though, they're really basing this whole relationship of Montauk off of Stassi.
That's another thing I think is strange. So she's going to be traveling back and forth. Is she going to be in Montauk for?
No, she's just introducing the show, right? I'm sure it's already filmed and everything. No, like on the podcast, she mentioned that she was doing press here in LA, and I think she travels all around for regular filming, but I'm sure that I don't know. I'm sure they're doing premieres and stuff, and then I'm sure she'll be in New York doing Andy's show, although Andy's show just wrapped too. There is not any more new episodes for a while, so strange.
Yeah.
So lots of questions for the upcoming episodes.
Yeah, 5 more episodes left of the season.
That's kind of sad. We're like almost done.
Yeah, I mean, the exit of James, that looks like that was the last we're gonna see of him for a while. I mean, he doesn't have any other reasons now to be on.
Sucks.
He's gone. He's out of Sir. So.
So everyone, you know, buy his CD so we can keep him in LA. We don't want him to go back.
back to England.
Right. Okay, so that's it for us, you guys, this week. Thank you so much for listening. And please, please rate and subscribe to our podcast and give us a review. It helps us so much on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it if you guys could take a little bit of time and do that for us.
And Holly, thank you for having me again.
Yes.
Sarah, we'll
thank
be
you.
Back.
Thank you.
And we'll
see you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you guys next week.
Bye.